Toledo residents who approved something called an Environmental Bill of Rights for Lake Erie didn't have long to celebrate a special election victory on Tuesday. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports that farmers are fighting back, saying the new law violates their rights.
When Toledo residents were told not to use their tap water for 3 days in August 2014, Julie and Mac couldn't believe it.
It was like a scary movie.
They were told not to use it for drinking or cooking.
It was a struggle. At that point in time, they were telling us not to use the water to even bathe.
A toxin from algae had poisoned the city's water distribution system. Mac remembers the FEMA trucks with water stationed at local schools. His own family drove more than 2 hours to get cases of water.
It became very obvious at that point in time how important water is to our everyday life.
Mac, a community activist, has since been part of a movement in Toledo to protect the water. They created the Lake Erie Bill of Rights, a city charter amendment giving the lake legal rights that citizens would be able to defend in court. After years of legal wrangling, they finally got it on the ballot in a special election and won with 61% of the vote.
It was unbelievable. It was an unbelievable feeling.
But Joe Corneli points out that only 9% of registered voters actually cast ballots. He's spokesperson for the Ohio Farm Bureau, which opposed the measure.
Well, obviously, we were disappointed.
Runoff from fertilizer and manure from farms has been blamed for feeding the toxic blooms. Corneli says Ohio has created two new laws since the 2014 algae crisis to control this problem. But it's not a simple fix.
Trying to solve complex problems at the ballot box is not the right way to do this.
The Lake Erie Bill of Rights grants new powers for Toledo residents to hold businesses and the government accountable for polluting the lake.
Virtually any citizen of Toledo can claim that a farmer in any of 35 Ohio counties is doing damage to the lake and then take them to court.
Mari Margill is spokesperson for a nonprofit law firm, the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund. It helped concerned Toledo citizens develop the Bill of Rights. She says they couldn't get the government and farmers to move faster to protect the water, so they moved to imbue the lake itself with rights.
One of the things that this has done is really brought this concept of really changing how nature is treated under the law and the need to do that in order to protect it.
Communities around the world have started approving rights of nature laws to protect the environment. A similar bill in Grant Township, Pennsylvania, is currently being litigated. The Lake Erie bill brought swift legal action from an Ohio farmer whose attorney calls the Toledo Amendment an unlawful assault on family farms. Margill says supporters expected this and will be deciding how to respond. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.